Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The DH, Darnell Coles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tim Tolman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Brian Kelly. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stefiro. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ricky Jones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up for a double play. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Tim Tolman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolman hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Odell Jones now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stefero for the out. One out. Ricky Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Tim Tolman. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing first base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 8-2, Tigers. Nate Snell now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. One out. It's 9-2, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-2 in the game. Coles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0-for-1 in the game. Stefero takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Stefero moves to second. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutierrez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-3 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy O'Neill now pitching. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Tigers. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stefero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shelby for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt now playing center field. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Traber strikes out. 1 out. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stefero strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Ricky Jones. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Neill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-3, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 4 in the game. Coles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snell fields it and throws to first for the out. Coles moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coles moves to third. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Tigers. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.